But right now, we are joined on the line by Champions Tour pro and all-around good guy, Andy Bean, a fellow Florida Gator. So always a good chance to get a Gator on the show. Never needing excuse for that. Andy, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Russ. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy 4th of July to you. I know it's a week off on the Champions Tour for you, so I'm sure you're kicking back and enjoying life and taking it easy. How are you spending your 4th of July weekend?
Well, actually, went out to dinner, watched some fireworks, and I have one of my daughters home, so that was a special treat, and really taking it easy.
Nice. Getting the batteries charged for another run on the Champions Tour in the coming weeks. Now, your season's been going pretty well. You started things off right off the bat, first tournament of the year in Hawaii with a second-place finish at the Mitsubishi. You also finished second at the Capcana Championship in March. And then just a couple of weeks ago at the Dick's Sporting Goods Open, actually last weekend, you finished 22nd at the Enjoy Golf Club. How's your year been going so far?
It had been a lot better if I'd have shot better at 72 the last round there, but it has. It's been going well. I've putted well. My short game has been really good, but need to work on my driving a little bit, and I think everything will be great.
When you say work on your driving, how do you do that? Do you get in the equipment van? Do you try to tinker with the driver, or is it just hitting the range and working with the driver that you've currently got in your hands?
Well, I've tinkered with a couple of drivers. I cracked my driver, so... Actually, my driver, my 3-wood and my 5-wood, I broke the shaft on. It split. So it's been I've used an old shaft, so it's really trying to find one to substitute for that it's difficult at times.
For a guy like you who's been, you know, a pro golfer for you know, probably, I would say, what, 35, 40 years almost for you, Andy?
Pretty much.
Equipment, you've seen huge changes in equipment over the years. How much different is the equipment that you play with nowadays on the Champions Tour versus the stuff that you played with in the 70s and early 80s?
Oh, it's no doubt the equipment has made the scoring much easier. I mean, you find a driver that you like now, it's like you're hitting it with a sweet spot that is really 5 or 10 times the size of the one that you had on an old wooden club, but the balls are different, and I think, though, technology has played more of helping people than really their talent, but and this next year, when we go back to the V grooves,
right,
I think you're going to start seeing the distance come back a little bit, because it's going to be more important to get the ball in the fairway than it is to bomb it out there.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of guys say that, Andy, that the new V grooves, well, not new, they're back retro almost, going back to what was the case, you know, a couple decades ago, the V grooves in wedges, actually in any irons, 5 irons and up, the new V grooves instead of the deeper U grooves are going to change. It's going to be a trickle-down effect because you're going to be able to put less spin on the ball. So guys, a couple of things. Guys are going to want to make sure they have the ball in the fairway more often because they won't be able to spin it out of the rough. And the other thing is, there's certain players that might start going back to softer compression balls so they can still get some spin on them with the V-grooves, and the softer balls might lead to also less distance off the driver face.
Well, it is because, you know, one reason Tiger's able to have such a good short game, the cover on his ball is softer than most of the balls that are out there. And if the cover's softer, then you're going to be able to go and hit shots and stop the ball where other guys aren't able to do that. So it's going to be imperative that you drive the ball in the fairway. Even in the mornings where now when you have that moisture on the ground, you're going to hit flyers next year. Whereas now there's probably... I would say half the PGA Tour, those guys have never really even hit V grooves.
Right.
Or if they did, they were probably 10 years old, and they really don't know the effect that it's going to have, but it's going to be a definite change.
Yeah, U-Grooves have been in existence for, I think, upwards of 20 years now, so it's definitely going to be a big change for most of the guys on the PGA Tour and for all you guys on the Champions Tour, kind of going back to what you knew 20, 25, 30 years ago. We're joined on the line by Champions Tour Pro Andy Bean. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. And Andy, South Florida has been good to you throughout your career. I'm sure you've got good memories of playing down here in South Florida, whether it was Inverary or Weston Hills or Eagle Trace, but especially Doral, where you won three times, 1977, 1982, and 1986.
Yeah, I had more seconds at Honda than I won at Doral, but it's been, you know, from the first start there at Inverary, the Jackie Gleason Inverary Classic, to, you know, to present day, it's gone through to different golf courses, but you've always got great fields, and you've always got really fine champions that win there.
Do you like coming back to South Florida each and every year, that kind of that two-tournament swing, the Allianz and the Ace Group, one here in the eastern half of South Florida and then on the west coast of South Florida?
I absolutely do, and it's, I wish we had, we play a pretty good little golf course there in Boca right now, but the, you know, to go play a course like the Blue Monster, it really puts it just demands good drives. If you're going to score, the only way that you can, you know, score well is have good drives and good iron shots. It's not as much a putting contest as a lot of tournaments, and that's usually the case when the wind's blowing, say in March and February, March, April. You've got to hit good shots to get around the golf course and a good score.
Right. When's the last time you played Doral?
Oh, gosh. It's been, probably 3 or 4 years now. And I do miss it. It's always going to have a special place in my heart, and it certainly helped me in my career. But being able to hit shots, especially like on 18 there, when you have to hit them, it tests you. And the first time I won there, I remember hitting, I had a two-shot lead. I hit a 3-iron off the tee and a 5-iron and a wedge because I did respect the water so much.
On 18?
Yes, I did.
So you played it as a par 5 almost, and you figured...
I pretty much did. Yeah. I made my 5 on the hole and walked away with a check. So
there you had
that
two...
was my first win ever.
That's a good game plan. That's almost what Lucas Glover did on 18 at the U.S. Open. Took 6-iron off the tee and... he did not necessarily playing it like a par 5 because it only was 390 yards, so he still only had a 7-iron in. But
right, he kept the trouble out of play, which I thought was very, very good.
Exactly. How much do you watch golf on your weeks off? Are you watching, like, for instance, this weekend, the AT&T National up in D.C. a little bit?
You know, I have watched a little bit. I saw Tiger's up at the top of the leaderboard, and when he's at the top of the board starting Sunday, the guys have a lot more pressure on them. There's no doubt about that. They know they're going to have to go out and shoot a good score. I'm sitting here going to watch Wimbledon a little bit before I go to church, and you know, we've got Daytona today. I'm a sports fan.
Yeah, it's a good sports weekend, July 4th weekend. A lot of baseball going on. Who's your baseball team?
Hey, the Marlins. I mean, they're only one game back.
That's
so,
right.
It's going to be a you know, they're a little bit ahead of the Rays right now.
Yeah, although the Rays still, you know, they were last in the World Series, you know, last year taking on the Phillies. And, you know, Florida baseball fans right now are fortunate. They've got two really good teams, one in each league. And do you get out? I know you live somewhere up in Central Florida. Do you go to Tampa Bay Rays games from time to time?
When I'm home, I like to stay home. I'll go over maybe one game a year. But it's really, I think when you're home, you like to just rest a little bit. And TV is, you know, you get such great views on TV, plus you've got replays that you don't have sitting down on the field. But I like being there, but I do like my time off.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and we're joined on the line by Champions Tour Pro Andy Bean, a fellow Florida Gator, and we can't talk sports without talking about our Gators, Andy. I'm sure you get out to a game or two from now and then at the Swamp, and I'm thinking of perhaps going up there this year. This is Tebow's last year in blue and orange, and his final game at the Swamp is going to be Florida State weekend in Gainesville.
I'm planning to be there.
It's going to be huge.
It's you know, we've been so fortunate to have a lot of young guys going through, but Tebow is from day one. He's been right there leading the team, and you can't ask any more out of a young man than what he does.
You know, I'm very optimistic about this season. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves and jinx it or anything, but we've got pretty much the entire team coming back except for a few players, and we've got a lot of guys that were sophomores last year, juniors this year. Obviously, the juniors are now seniors, including Tebow and Brandon Spikes and guys like that, but this team is stout. I really see a lot of wins this season for the Gators in 2009.
Yes, we do. We've got, you know, it's usually when you've won the national championship, you've got a rebuilding year. But we are. We're very fortunate. We've got some freshmen coming in that are going to fill some voids. But when you have your best, your team leader on offense and your team leader on defense back, I think that says a lot for the team, the coach, and the university.
All 11 defensive starters back for the Gators in 2009. All offensive players except for Percy Harvin and two offensive linemen back on the offensive side for the Gators in 2009. So things are probably going to be pretty good in Gainesville for Gator Nation this year. Last thing before I let you go, Andy, I saw you on one of the episodes of the Hank Haney Project with Charles Barkley. Apparently you and Charles are close. What's the deal with that, and what did you think of the reality show on the Golf Channel?
Well, I've known Charles for, 15, 16 years, I guess. And when we started, and I played with him up at Fuzzy's Pro-Am and then at a couple other places, he does a lot for fundraisers. But I asked him to come and be part of the First Tee fundraiser here in Lakeland. And he's been here 4 years in a row, and he's always supported the things that I do. I try to help him do things, and he's just, you know, he's great for kids as far as he will go the extra mile to see that, you know, if it's something that you can do a fundraiser and help, it doesn't matter what it's for as far as benefiting the young people, but he's there to try to do that.
If you were his swing instructor, and you've probably played some rounds of golf with Charles through the years, what would you tell him as far as trying to fix that little hitch he's got in the middle of his swing?
Well, you know, I think, you know, that obviously they're trying to do a show, but I think that the thing that I would say to Charles is I would make him stand up almost as straight as he could stand up, and then flex his knees slightly, because once he starts bending his head over, once he starts bending over to hit the shot, he's dead right now.
Right.
And I've played with Charles when he's gone out and shot 84 before and hit a lot of good shots. So when I the first 5 or 6 years that I knew him, or at least 5 or 6 years, he hit the ball pretty good.
Isn't that amazing when you see a guy who was a good golfer? And it's not just amateurs. There have been some pros that have gone into funks in their careers. I mean,
absolutely.
I don't want to name names, but guy, you know, maybe like an Ian Baker Finch who won a major, and then he went into a period where he couldn't hit a ball straight. Don't you think most of it's mental versus physical?
I do. I do, because a lot of times when you get into those problems, you don't know that you're getting there, obviously, or you wouldn't go there. But what you do, once you get there, and it's kind of like you get lost, you don't know what to focus on to get out. And you've really got to just focus on one thing at a time, make sure that you execute that, and that's going to bring you out of the, you know, don't, when you go get a lesson, don't try to get five thoughts in your head. Get one key thought, work on that, and make that work to help you get to where you want to go.
Well, Charles' swing is going to be on television, national television, once again, a couple of weeks from now at Lake Tahoe for the American Century Celebrity Golf Championships, each and every year, of course, middle of July. I know I look forward to this. I'm a golf junkie, and I always love watching the celebrities from the sports world and the entertainment world get out there and play on the course. And a lot of NBA guys are going to be there this year. Ray Allen, Michael Jordan, Alonzo Mourning in his first year of the American Century, along with Charles Barkley. So looking forward to that. As for you, Andy, what do you got coming up playing-wise over the next month?
Well, I leave, as a matter of fact, I leave today to go up to Minnesota to play in the 3M Championship. Then we're off a week. Then we have the Senior British Open and then the U.S. Senior Open right back-to-back. So it's going to be a pretty full week these next 4 weeks.
All right. Well, good luck over the next month. Always great catching up with you. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk to you soon, Andy.
My pleasure.